Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of the Lord Jehovah also came to me, saying, Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see, but does not see, they have ears to hear, and do not hear. Because they are a rebellious house. Therefore, you son of man, prepare for yourself stuff for moving, and move by day in their sight. And you shall move from your place to another place in their sight, it may be they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. Then you shall bring forth your stuff by day in their sight, as stuff for moving, and you shall go forth at evening in their sight, as those who go forth into captivity. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry it out through there. In their sight you shall carry it upon your shoulders, and carry it forth in the twilight, you shall cover your face, so that you do not see the ground. Because I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. And I did as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by day, as stuff for captivity, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought it forth in the twilight, and I carried it upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? You say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. This sign concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel that are among them. Say, I am your sign. As I have done, so it will be done to them, they will remove and go into captivity. And the prince that is among them will carry upon his shoulder in the twilight, and will go forth. They will dig through the wall to carry out through it. He will cover his face, so that he does not see the ground with his eyes. I will also spread my net upon him, and he will be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he will not see it, though he will die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all who are about him to help him, and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah when I scatter them among the nations, and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the disease, that they may declare all their abominations among the heathen, ungodly nations wherever they come. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Furthermore, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with carefulness. And say to the people of the land, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says of those who live in Jerusalem, and of the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with carefulness, and drink their water with astonishment, that her land may be desolate from all that is in it, because of the violence of all those who live there. And the cities that are lived in will be laid waste, and the land will be desolate, and you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will make this proverb to cease, and they will no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say to them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. Because there will no more be any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. Because I am the Lord Jehovah. I will speak, and the word that I speak will come to pass, it will be prolonged no more. Because in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word, and will perform it, says the Lord God Jehovah. Again the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, indeed, those of the house of Israel say. The vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of the times that are far off. Therefore say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. None of my words will be prolonged any longer, but the word which I have spoken will be done. Says the Lord God Jehovah.